We're doing Masechet Megillah. We're going to do the Midrashim, the Gemara's Agadita, which expands on what really happened in the Megillah. So we're here, Daf Yud Amud Bet, the two dots. Then Kudatayim, four lines from where the lines get wide, over here. Vayhi. You got it? Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Amar Rabbi Levi v'item Rabbi Yonatan. Davar ze masot b'yadeinu manshei Knesset Hagdola. The Megillah begins with Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Rabbi Levi, others say it was Rabbi Yonatan, said, we have on tradition from the men of the great assembly, kol makom shneimar vayhi, eino ela lashon tzar. Whenever it says vayhi, it's a time of sorrow. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, havaman. You see, the Megillah begins vayhi bimei Achashverosh. It indicates that the Megillah is beginning on a sad note, because we're going to meet up with Haman. Vayhi bimei Shvot HaShoftim. Right away there was a Rav, there was a famine. Vayhi. What?
Is it because we're going to meet up with Haman?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's a good point. There were other things. The Suda, the Mishteh, that's not what he says. Vayhi bimei Shvot HaShoftim. The Medrash in the Medrash Rabbah says that Vayhi is Lashon Vayhai. Like whoa. It's like a Lashon Bechi. Hava Ra'av. Vayhi ki yichel Adam Larov. Vayar Hashem ki Rabah Ra'at Adam. Vayhi benosam Mikedem. Hava Nivne Lanu Ir. They want to rebel against Hashem. Vayhi bimei Amrafel. Asu Milchama. Vayhi biyot Yeshua biricho, he meets up with the person, lechalbo shlufa biyado. Oh, so, it's not broad here. Larov is to multiply, to become many.
Question is if you could find
the... No, so the Gemara basically, okay, so I'm going to skip forward. The Gemara quotes a lot that work, and then the Gemara quotes a bunch that don't work. The Gemara says, what about Vayir Vayvoker Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi? So we're going to skip to Amar Ravashi. Yeah, we'll skip all the examples just because we have a lot to cover.
You could say,
Amar Ravashi, yeah.
You could say, it's written, he says, you know, it's better if the world wasn't created. If it was created, you have to do
it.
Oh,
so okay.
You could say the Yeshtar
Shomea, Nishomea, there might be a Medrash that goes that route. I don't remember. The Medrash brings this in a few places. Okay, Amar Ravashi, you guys see the star? Amar Ravashi?
Yeah.
The Gemara questions, it brings a bunch of proofs, and then brings a bunch that don't seem to work. Amar Ravashi, kol vayhi ikahachi v'ikahachi. Every vayhi you find in Tanakh, some are sad and some aren't. Vayhi bimei, eino la lshon tzar. But whenever it says vayhi bimei, then it's a time that's really sad.
Can you step in?
Sure. Amar Ravashi, kol vayhi ikahachi v'ikahachi. Whenever you encounter the word vayhi in Tanakh, sometimes it's like this and sometimes it's like that. Meaning there's no general rule. Sometimes it really is sorrow and sometimes it isn't. Vayhi bimei, no la lshon tzar. But if you encounter the words vayhi bimei, then they're a time of sorrow. Chamisha vayhi bimei havu. There are five times that it says vayhi bimei. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, vayhi bimei Shvot HaShoftim, vayhi bimei Amrafel, vayhi bimei Achaz, vayhi bimei Yehoyakim. Okay, period. Amar Reb Levi, Davar Zeh Masot Biyadeinu Ma'avotenu. The following thing we have on tradition. Amotz V'Amatzia, Amotz, the father of the Navi Yeshaya, and Amatzia, the king of Yehuda, Achim Avu, they were brothers. What's he teaching us? Now this is an important point because it means that all of the prophecies of Yeshaya, he's prophesizing to his cousins. Because he was the prophet for Yehuda. And it turns out from this Gemara that all the kings of Yehuda who were offsprings of Amatzia, they were all his cousins. His cousin, his second cousin, his second cousin once removed, however it works. But the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Kiha. He came to teach us the following. Da'amar Shuba Nachmani Mar Yonatan, Kol Kala Sheitznoa Bevet Chamiya Zochav Yotzin Mimena Melachim Venviim. If a kala is modest in her father-in-law's house, she merits to have kings and prophets. Minalan mitamar. We derive this from Tamar. Dechtiv, ve'ra Yehuda ve'achshavei lezona ki chiseta faneha. Mishum dekista paneha ve'achshavei lezona. That's why he thought she was a zona. Ela mishum dekista paneha bevet chamia. Because when she was around her father-in-law's house, in Yehuda's house, who was her father-in-law, she was exceptionally modest. Ve'lo hava yadala. He didn't know what she looked like. She was modest in his house. Zachtav yatzu mimena melachim ve'in. She merited to have kings and prophets. Melachim mi David. We know that David came from Yehuda and Tamar. Nevi'im, how do we know she had prophets? That's the Tamar of Levi, Masot b'yadeinu ma'avoteinu, Amotz v'amatzia achim ha'ayu. So that turns out that Yeshaya ben Amotz was from the dynasty of David, from Yehuda and Tamar. So that's how we learn this. V'chtiv, Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amotz, v'amar of Levi, devar ze masot ma'avoteinu, makom aron eno minam... What?
So Yeshayahu went.
Yeshayahu was the son of Amotz. So Yeshayahu was a Navi. So if Amotz and Amatzia were both from Tamar, they were both brothers, Amatzia was the king of Yehuda, so we know he was from David, from Tamar. And if his brother was Amoz, then he's also from Tamar. And Yeshaya was the son of Amoz. So we know that there were prophets from... Yeah. Yeah. Another thing we have on tradition that Rav Levi taught us. The Aron took no space. We discussed this. It didn't take any space. Because the Aron was in the middle of the Kodesh HaKodashim. And there was a space between the Aron and each wall, 10 Amos. And the Kodesh HaKodashim was all 20 Amos, 20 by 20. So how was the Aron able to have 10 Amos space between it and each wall if the whole Kodesh HaKodashim was 20 by 20 and right? So we have on tradition that the Aron was this miracle that it took no space.
It took no space. How can the Kohen Gadol stand between its poles?
So you could stand between its poles, but for some reason we don't understand how there were 10 Amos to each side of it.
But the Aron was still there.
It was there, right. Yeah. Tanya Namihachi Aron Shasa Moshe Yeshlo Esamot Lechol Ruach V'chtiv V'lifnei Advir Esrama Orech V'chtiv Kanaf Akuv Echad Esramot V'Kanaf Akuv Echad Esramot Aron Gufei Echa V'Kai Ela Lashma Minah V'Nes Haya Omed. Now he proves it from the Pesukim that there was a gap V'lifnei Advir, there was a gap into the Kodesh HaKodashim after the Aron 10 Amos, and the wings of each of the angels was 10 Amos. That's the wings of Shlomo HaMelech, and the Kodesh HaKodashim erected his own Kruvim, his own angels. And those angels, meaning his own, not on top of the Aron, there were another pair of Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKodashim. That Shlomo had a Masorah, he had a Nevuah, that this is how Hashem wants the Kodesh HaKodashim to be built. So you have the Aron with the two angels, and then you have two much bigger angels standing on two sides of the Kodesh HaKodashim behind it. And each one had wings that were 10 Amos long. So how do you have... We don't have an exact description. We know that it's called Kruvim, but we don't have an exact description of how it was done. It had wings, and it's called Kruvim. So how do you have room for two angels with 10 Amos worth of wings, and you have that space of 10 Amos to each side of the Aron? So you see that there was some kind of miracle going on inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. Tell me when you're ready. Rabbi Yonatan patach lapit ralai parashat ha-meacha. When Rabbi Yonatan began teaching Megillas Esther, he'd begin with the following. Vekamti aleihem, Hashem says, I will arise upon them, v'ichati levavel shemushar v'ninvaneched, num Hashem. I'll destroy from Bavel any remembrance, a grandchild, a great-grandchild, so says Hashem. Shem, what does it mean Hashem will destroy from Bavel Hashem? Zaktav. She'ar, zelashon. Nin, ze malchut, because yinun is a term of importance. So nin is like a yinon, it's a importance. Veneched zovashti. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani patach lapit ralai parashat ha-meacha. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, who quoted Rabbi Yonatan earlier, it seems he was a disciple, he began Megillas Esther, when he would teach it, he began with the following. It says in Yeshaya, Tachat ha-natzut yale v'rosh, v'tachat ha-sirpat yale hadas, Tachat ha-natzut, instead of the plant called the na'atzut, a b'rosh, a huge tree will grow up, Tachat ha-natzut, Tachat ha-man ha-rasha, Sha'asa atzmo avodah zara. Na'atzut is like ni'atzu, they cursed. It says they cursed, they blasphemed. So na'atzut is Haman. He made himself, he said he himself was an idol. Dichtiv, uvechol ha-na'atzutim uvechol ha-na'alulim. The pasuk says, Hashem says, I will take vengeance of all the different forms of idols, and one of the idols is called na'atzutim. The pasuk says, in place of the na'atzut, ya'ale v'rosh, ze Mordechai. Shenikra Rosh Lechol Absamim. Mordechai is the first of all the Psamim. Shenemar, as it says in Parashas Kisisa, Vata kach lecha besamim Rosh Mordero. Umtargeminan, and we translate, what's the first of the Psamim? Merei Dachya. Merei Dachya is pure Mordero. And Meridachya, that's Mordechai. So Mordechai is Besamim Rosh. So that's Tachatanas Tzutz Yale Berosh. That's like a play on words, yeah? You guys got it? Yeah, Mary, you with me? Okay. Tachat Asirpad, Tachat Vashti Harsha, that's a thorn bush, in place of Vashti the wicked, Bat Beno Shel Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Shesaraf Refidot Bet Hashem, that's why it's Sirpad, Saraf Refidot Bet Hashem, he burnt the walls of the Bet HaMikdash, Dichtiv, what? No. Refidot, that's a Dalid. Sirpad, Saraf Refidot. And the base mikdash is called Refidato Zahav. God's, so to speak, God's bed is of gold. So he burnt the bed, so to speak, of the Beit HaMikdash. Yale Hadas says in place of the Sirpad, which is Vashti, Yale Hadas, Zo Esther HaTzadeket, Shenikret Hadasa. So that's an interesting question. We were wondering when we named our daughter, was her primary name Esther or Hadassa? Here the Medrash says that her name was Esther and she's called Hadassa. What does it say in the Megillah? Vahi omenet Hadassa hi Esther. So which is her primary name, Esther or Hadassa?
Could be the Esther is a quality, is a
quality defined. The Zu Esther in the Medrash, in the Megillah, I thought Hadassa is her primary name. In the Gemara, it's mashma that her name is Esther. And she's called Hadassa. But who is she? She is Esther.
The thing is, because Esther is like Remez, the former Shapurah, but the Lab Chagra, Esther Pani, the former Sham, and the Shem Kod, the Kola Yan Shalom Gila, the Totavir Lanir Shahadassa, the Shem Sham Koim Esther.
Shomea, ni Shomea, ni Shomea. Well, Tom, Hana. Ken, Zed, Loida, Hana. Shenemar vahi omenet hadasa vaya lashem. The pasuk continues. Tachat ha natzutz yale v'rosh. V'tachat asirpad yale hadas. Vaya lashem l'shem. Zo mikra megillah. The pasuk says le'ot olam lo yikaret. Elu yimei purim. That they're eternal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi patach labitra lai parshat ha-mehacha. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi began teaching the Megillah, he began with the following. והיה כאשר סס השם עליכם להטיב אתכם כן יסיס להרע אתכם ומיחד היא הקדוש ברוך הוא במפלטן של רשעים can we say כן יסיס להרע אתכם השם will be happy is השם happy with the downfall of the wicked והכתיב בצאת לפני החלוץ ואומרים הודו לשם כי לעולם חסדו
how is אתכם דרשעים
what?
אתכם
what does it mean? when will השם punish? להרע אתכם is when people are wicked That's talking if they sin, so Hashem says in the Tochacha, I want you to know, if you guys don't shape up, Kasher says Hashem leitiv, Hashem warns that Yasis Hashem la'ara. So the pasuk says that when the chalutz went out, so they say Hodu Hashem ki lo'olam chasdo. V'amar Rav Yochanan mipnei ma lo neimar kitov be'odazu. Why over there does it say Hodu Hashem without kitov? Because over there we're describing the war that Yehoshaphat went to fight Ammon and Gibeon, and even though their Sham would fall in that war, Hashem isn't happy. So they praise Hashem. Odu Hashem ki lo'olam chasdo. They don't say kitov. Hashem isn't happy with it. Hashem isn't happy with the downfall of Rishon. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mai dichtiv lo karav ze kol ha'layla. The angels, the pasuk seems to say Mitzrayim and Am Yisrael didn't come near one another all night long. But Rabbi Yochanan says it means Bikshu Malachei Asheret Lomar Shira. The angels wanted to sing song before Hashem on the night when the Egyptians would drown. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Yaday Tovin Bayam V'atem Omrim Shira. Even though the Mitzrayim were murderers, and they were wicked, and they had afflicted the Jews, at the end of the day Hashem says they're my creation. How could you sing when they're falling? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Oh, so the Marshal here asks your question. How come we sing Shira? So the Marshal says, we, as Yashil Moshe of Israel, we do sing Shira. Hashem saved us, we have to sing Shira. The angels, Hashem says, up in Shamayim, you guys can't sing. Up here, you can't sing. But down below, when Am Yisrael is saved, even though it means that the wicked had to get killed, we sing, we have to give praise to Hashem, we do sing. The Marshal here asks your question. Very good. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so we're going back to the Pasuk. Hashem says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi began with the pasuk Ken Yasis La'ra'etchem. So Hashem will make happy to destroy you. Hu eino sas. Hashem isn't happy when the wicked get punished. Aval acherim mesis, but He makes others happy. Those people who want to destroy us, they're happy at our downfall. So that's what the pasuk means. Ken Yasis La'ra'etchem. Lo hu Yasis, elo Yasis acherim. Yeah? Okay. Can I continue? Are you guys with me? Mayor? Was that a yes? I don't know what that means. The Deikanami, it's also Meduyak. And here we'll do a little bit of a yun you guys asked for. When the Gemara says Deikanami, it's also Meduyak. What does that mean? That means that every answer that the Gemara gives generally is Shinuya Dechiki. The Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, you know, I could answer like this. Doesn't mean the Gemara necessarily holds of the answer. The Gemara is a logical debate. The Gemara postulates, and then the Gemara says, no, I could say otherwise and knock down what you've postulated. So the Gemara's answers are not always things that the Gemara stands behind. Sometimes the Gemara, very often, the Gemara says something, and it's the hook. The Gemara says, you know, what you said isn't 100%. You cannot leave that postula because maybe this and maybe that. So the Gemara's claims are what we call in halacha, Shinuya dechiki. We answer and it's a dechuk answer. When the Gemara says dekanami, what the Gemara is saying what I said now is not a shinuya dechiki. It's not a I could get away with saying differently. What you said isn't proven, but rather what I'm saying is meduyak. What I'm saying now, dekanami, I'll even show you that what I said is not just a claim, but rather I stand behind what I said. Deikanami, it's even meduyak. Other times we say things and they're not necessarily so meduyak. The Gemara makes claims just for the sake of disproving the postula. You want to postulate this way. Well, maybe not that way. So most of the Gemara is just saying, you know, maybe it means this, maybe it means that. The Gemara isn't necessarily saying things in a barur way. Even when the Gemara says something, you have to learn a lot to know when the Gemara means what it says and when the Gemara is just pushing in different directions. So now when the Gemara says Deikanami, the Gemara is saying what we're saying now is even Meduyak. It even, if you look closely, you'll see that that's exactly what it says. Dichtiv ken yasis, because it says so Hashem will make happy. Velochtiv ken yasos, doesn't say so Hashem will be happy. Shema mina, the Gemara says, yeah, we could hear that from here. It's a good proof.